Michelle Singletary is back with us to answer financial questions sent in by you, our listeners. Michelle writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. Michelle, our first question, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. This comes from a would-be pilot who writes, I'm considering going to flight school to become a regional airline pilot. Tuition is roughly $45,000. Living expenses, another $15,000 upon graduation in 18 months. I would be hired as a co-pilot at a regional airline. Here's my question. Due to my advanced age, I wonder if it is worth it to lay out such a large sum for such a short time. Due to FAA regulations, I will only be able to fly commercially for 13 years, earning an income of $70,000 to $90,000 a year. Michelle, are you going to clip this listener's wings?
He will be so happy, I'm assuming it's a gentleman, that I will not clip his wings. I, in fact, think this is a good idea. Listen, just run the numbers. And anyone who's deciding on going back to school, run the numbers. Is the debt that you might accumulate to go to school going to pay off with the job that you're going to get as a result of this education? In his case, it would cost him about $60,000 to go to flight school, the $45,000 plus the $15,000 in living expenses. For a loan at the current rates, he would pay about $10,000 in interest, so for a total of $70,000. Well, look at how much he's going to make when he finishes for 13 years. For $70,000 for 13 years, he'll earn about $910,000. Now, that's gross. For 13 years at the higher pay of $90,000, he'll earn over $1.1 million. I think that's a pretty good return on an education of $70,000.
Okay, good. Here's question number two from a listener who says, I heard only the last part of your talk about buying and selling timeshares. Could you please share your information again? I think there was a website you mentioned and possibly a government agency to go to for information. So a rerun question here on timeshares.
That's okay, because you know lots of folks are buying timeshares. When it comes to reselling a timeshare, now don't expect a high return or profit. Now, a good place to go for advice on buying or selling a timeshare is the Timeshare Users Group, or TUG2.net. It's the Timeshare Users Group. Great site with lots of information on how to sell a timeshare. Now, one thing that they say is to be very careful about paying upfront listing fees. Lots of sites will say, give us, you know, $100, give us $50, give us $500, we'll help you sell your timeshare. Timeshare Users Group says don't do that. You don't want to pay out money for a service that you're going to get in the end.
All right, and how about the government agency for timeshares?
Well, one place to go to get further information is the Federal Trade Commission's website. They have, and just go in and type in timeshares, and they have great pointers on how to buy and sell timeshares. So I would highly suggest that you go to those two websites to find more information about selling or buying a timeshare.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She has her own new book, Seven Money Mantras for a Richer Life. She joins us Tuesdays on Day to Day. Thanks again, Michelle.
You are so welcome. It's my pleasure.
And if you have a question for Michelle, you can email it to daytoday@npr.org. Put question for Michelle in the subject line.